The following episode of The Listening Room originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Wednesday, June 10th, 2026 at 10 a.m.
Take your time, tell me slow. Should I stay when we both know you thought you knew what I was just about to say? But I've been looking back over my shoulder. I can't find nobody to blame. If I could do all of this all over, wouldn't do anything the same. It seemed like the right thing at the time. It seemed like the right thing at the time. Trying to find some kind of way to cope. I've got to admit, it ain't so much the despair that always gets me as it is the hope. God, there's always hope. I was smart enough to find those car keys, maybe not enough to drive that car. All I know for sure with all my heart is, however it turned so far, seemed like the right thing at the time. Seemed like the right thing at the time.
Good morning, guys. This is The Listening Room on KGVM Bozeman 95.9. Thank you guys for tuning in. This morning is super special because I have another amazing guest. Jacob, would you like to introduce yourself?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy. My name is Jacob Kinard. I come here very indirectly from Pine Hill, Alabama, largely. But I'm staying in Livingston for a lot of the summer.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. I had the pleasure of meeting Jacob, last summer in Livingston?
Yeah.
So super stoked to have you up here again and get to hear more of your shows and listen to more of your music. So you came up from Alabama?
Yeah, I did. I try to stay kind of busy playing music, especially this year. That's a big goal of mine. But I think on this specific run, I left on May 6th, and I played in Lexington, Kentucky, and then in Bloomington, Indiana, and then outside of Chicago, and then in Chicago, and then in Dubuque, Iowa, and then I stayed in Madison for a little while, and then I picked up my fiddle player, Ava Doyle, in Chicago, and we went to Davenport, and Omaha, and Laramie, and Colorado Springs, and Paonia, and then we got here.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long trip.
You did the whole run.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. I'd like to see if I can remember them.
Yeah, no, that's a sick run, because you hit everything, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, we did, and we stayed in Ogden, Utah for a second, and she went back, and yeah, I've only been up here for a couple days.
Yeah, yeah, well, That sounds like you need a break after that.
No, I need to stay busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, do you have any shows coming up?
I do, actually. I'm playing at Bodie Farms tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Bozeman. Yeah, when you said you were playing at a farm, I figured that was, they do the farm dinners on Thursday nights.
Uh-huh. I think it's from 5 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to pull up.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And then me and Tyler John Crayling.
Tyler John Crayling.
Yeah, I know. I always forget it's three names.
No, he has to have three names.
Yeah, he has to have three names.
He has to be important like that.
Me and him are playing at the Tune Up on the 17th.
Okay. Is that a Wednesday?
I actually don't know.
Okay. Well, if it is, I can go.
Okay, cool. I hope it's a Wednesday.
Yeah. So you've just been staying in Livingston, and you're here for the summer.
Yeah. I started coming out here I came out to Livingston for the first time when I was like a teenager.
Really?
Yeah, because some people that we knew moved up here. But
from sweet tea country?
From sweet tea country, certainly. And but I came out here 4 years ago to play music. I guess 4 years ago, maybe it was 3 years ago, because of Chandler Huntley. W.C. Huntley, shout out. Yeah, I met him in line at a Todd Snyder concert, and he told me if I ever wanted to play music in Montana, I should hit him up. And maybe like 4 months later, I did. And it was like the first place I ever made money to play music. And I've always been coming back out here ever since then.
That's so cool. So many people will, you know, tell you, oh, reach out to me or whatever.
Yeah.
And then people either don't reach out or they do. And then the person that said to reach out mm-hmm. doesn't follow through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool that you both played your part in that dynamic and both came forward.
Yeah, I know. I will take people up on stuff if they offer it to
you
me,
should.
To be honest. Yeah, you have to.
So speaking of Todd Snyder, I asked Jacob, or I played that one song to kind of ease into the show, and Jacob had asked me to play that Todd Snyder song, so we played Mercer's Folly.
Mm-hmm.
That is off Crank It, We're Doomed.
Crank It, We're Doomed.
And you know Todd Snyder, right?
I did. I knew him for a little while, which was crazy. He was like my hero growing up. I heard Don't Think Twice, It's All Right when I was probably like 13 or 14, and it made me want to write songs. And then, but I would have never wanted to like play music in front of people if I hadn't heard Todd Snyder.
Because
he made that specifically seem like it would be really fun and doable. You could just do it by yourself with a guitar and harmonica.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. So he inspired a lot of your music?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I would say probably more than anybody. I like obviously lots of different songwriters and stuff, but yeah, he was sort of the guy I was trying to be like. And then I got to meet him at a camp that he did. I got a scholarship to go to it, in like 2023, and I had met him a year before that, or maybe some months before that. And he'd given me his email. And, when I got there, I played him a couple songs, and, he took me to Nashville, to the Purple Building, and I played him like 15 or something songs all in a row, and they recorded it, and he was trying to help me make a record for about a year, honestly.
No way.
On and off, yeah.
Wow.
It was when Crank It, We're Doomed came out.
No way.
Yeah, that was about the time that I started working with him.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that you had the opportunity. If you guys don't know, Todd Snyder was an amazing singer-songwriter. He's recently passed. It was last summer, right?
It was
November.
Yeah, I think it was in November.
Yeah, it was because I was in Butte when I found out.
He was supposed to play out here.
Yeah, he was incredible, and he died way too soon. Do you want to play us maybe a song that you feel like really reflects your inspiration of Todd Snyder?
Sure.
Or whatever song you want to start
with.
Yeah,
that's a great request.
I just want to hear you play some.
Sure, yeah, I can play this one. Let's see. Someone said in times like these, time gets thin like bacon grease. When the cast iron's getting hot, when the greens are in the pot. And I feel it slipping by, been missing my water when the well ain't dry, but it's trickling down the drain, so I guess I'll pray for rain. Used to drive in a Ranger 4 to buy cigarettes that I couldn't afford until someone bent the frame. and I couldn't make the claim. And now I'm driving in a Chevrolet, but as long as I'm living, I'll remember the day that the dashboard all went out. And a shadow of a doubt became an ocean of black. Too late to take it back to the dealer. But baby, you ought to feel her. Cause when you're right about 65, feel alive. And a truck that's so low down, you just glide across the ground. I went to sit under the learning tree. I laid in the shade throwing bread to the geese, and I did not learn a thing. No, I didn't even sing. And I never knew a thing about cars. I always reckoned they was made on Mars, but you kept mine full of gas. When I got the nerve to ask for a little relief, cause you always believe I was made for it. So you always pay for it. And I was riding up 65. I never felt so alive. And now I'm all slowed down, but I reckon you're all around. When they totaled that Ford, I took it in stride, but when the dashboard went, I broke down and cried, cause I was driving in the dark. And even if I parked and slept all night, I'd still be stuck. So I held my mouth right and drove that truck all the way back home, so it would not go alone. But that's the only way they go, and it's hard enough to know that there is an ending after all of that spending. But even if you spend it all, just moves around the mall. It's just sneaking down the hall.
Jacob, I knew I liked your music, but I had only seen you that one time, so I kind of forgot how much I liked it.
Oh, and thank you very much.
That song just gave me chills.
Oh, thanks.
You are a really, really incredible songwriter.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that was amazing. What's that one called?
I actually don't know. I'm better at writing songs than I am at naming songs. I've been calling that a truck song. It's kind of about a truck.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, it's also kind of about Todd. Yeah.
It totally has a Todd feel.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have to backtrack a little bit. Unfortunately, it's just early in the morning and sometimes we make mistakes. And so I was not on air that first 10 minutes. We were not on air that first 10 minutes.
Cool.
Sorry, someone had just told me. So we're connected now, and we're just going to recap a little bit of what
nice.
We talked about that first 10 minutes, which was that I have Jacob here with me today. Pronounce your last name for me.
Jacob Kinard.
Jacob Kinard. He's all the way from Alabama. He's staying in Livingston this summer, so you can catch him playing shows all around.
Yeah.
He was kind enough to make the drive over the hill today in the morning to be on the show, so we really appreciate you here.
I'm really, really grateful to get to be here. This is very cool.
Thank you. This is The Listening Room, KGVM Bozeman, 95.9. We just listened to some Todd Snyder, and we were talking about how Jacob was very inspired and even worked with Todd Snyder all before he passed away last year. So, yeah, he just played us that incredible song that I can't get over, the truck song. I'll remember that one. yeah. So when did you write that one?
Not that long ago. You know, I'm a really slow songwriter compared to probably a lot of people. I would say I probably write like maybe 5 or 6 a year.
Well, when they come out like that, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you have to put work or time into that.
Well, it's funny. It's because that one, it's like, yeah, you do have to put some work and some time into it. But sometimes it just does just kind of fall out of you.
Like the song writes you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's funny. Like, I just like, I wrote that really quick, almost all of that really quick. I changed some stuff, but it's easy to like tweak it and stuff if you can get it all down in one go.
Do you feel like there's a specific formula in life that, you know, takes into account your emotion, where you are in life, like physically, maybe what you're eating that influences the perfect day for songwriting?
You probably do need a healthy, like, probiotic, like a healthy gut biome.
Yeah, Tyler has been on the yogurt.
to write really good songs. That's probably true, honestly. But no, I think everybody probably does it for different reasons or I don't know. But I do it sort of, or I came about doing it just as a way of making myself feel better. Like, I could just write songs, when I was younger, when I was like 14 or 15. And, I never really felt the desire to even play them for anybody. Like, I didn't want to like play music. I just thought that writing songs was a good way to make yourself feel better. And it was also like a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked, I just like doing that. I always have. I don't do it a ton even now still, but I like doing it. And if I need to do it, I will, I guess.
Well, thank God you like to do it. We like to hear you. Do you want to play another one for us?
Sure. I'll play something a lot more upbeat.
Bummer.
Let's see. Attention, I was new to this place, but it seemed to me as clearly you could use a new face. And we could talk hours round of things that we mean, but I'll go ahead and tell you what you already seen. I know I ain't nothing, that ain't nothing new, but I must have done something to end up here with you. You could say this way of living isn't something you choose, but I can see, pretty mama, you got nothing to lose. Now, don't think that I'm saying there's no room to complain, 'cause the grass is only greener till there's not any rain. You may think I have an answer, that's a trick of the light. I could take you straight to heaven, but that ain't what it's like. You know that maybe there's music and maybe there's not, and you know maybe there's an angel band that's hot to try, and maybe they talked about them streets of gold a little too much. Maybe there's a gutter in an alley, and find a place for us. Yes, I know I ain't nothing, that ain't nothing new, but I must have done something to end up here with you. You could say this way of living isn't something you'd choose, but I can see, pretty mama, you got nothing to lose. So before you get a hold of something hard to let go, I've got to tell you all about some things you already know. I can love you while you're looking, but I'm not going to find the thing that's going to bring you back a piece of your mind. I know I ain't nothing, that ain't nothing new, but I must have done something to end up here with you. You could say this way of living isn't something you'd choose, but I can see, pretty mama, you got nothing to lose. I can see, pretty mama, you got nothing to lose. I believe it to my soul, you don't got nothing to prove.
Yikes, that was good.
I realized, like, right after I started that I wrote that the first time I was out in Montana playing music.
Really? I was actually going to ask if that was about a Southern Belle.
Oh, that's so funny, though. That was just me living in the Flathead National Forest and having nothing to do all day. And
that is the best place to have nothing to do all day.
It was. It was awesome. It really was great. I wrote that next to some really incredible scenery. It was really great. Yeah.
That might be my favorite part of the country. Sure.
That and like Paradise Valley are my favorite parts of Montana for sure. Like Corum. I just love being up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that one just spilled out of you.
I know. Yeah, that was another one that it did. I wrote that as long as it would take you to write that down is as long as it took me to think of that.
Wow. Can you tell us about your records that are out? Because now I have to go download all of them.
Well, I'm going to say there's not much out there on me. The first time I came to Montana, I was playing music under the name Made Marion, MadeMarion.
Where did that come from?
A deep desire to not have anybody find out that I was making music.
You're like, no. I kind of want to be out there, but I also don't want anyone to find me.
Absolutely. I have a real problem with making myself sort of obscure.
No, but, I understand that.
But and then I put some stuff on SoundCloud and different stuff. But then I met Todd, and Todd was trying to help me make a record for a while. But it never really came together. And then eventually I started working with Matt Patton and Dialback Sound. Matt is the best. He's in the Drive-By Truckers. He's their bass player, but he was also an integral part of the Dexateens, founding member, which is the coolest band from Tuscaloosa. And Matt and John from the Dexateens are both play on my record that we have started making but is not out yet. But we do have some singles that are out. I think we've got 3 singles out right now.
When is that record going to come out?
Hopefully early next year.
Okay. Will those songs be on it?
Yeah. Yeah. Those will be on it. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. We recorded both of those.
Awesome.
And Nothing to Lose will certainly be on it. The truck song I think might be a single, but honestly, I don't even really know.
I would like the truck song somewhere on my phone. If you need to send me the file, that's fine.
I can do stuff like that. I've been playing these for a while. The truck song's new, but Nothing to Lose, like I said, I wrote that like 3 or 4 years ago.
So good. You want to play us another one, and then we can maybe take a break, whatever you want to do. That'll probably bring us to a half hour.
Right on. Sure. Let me think. All right. Oh, here. This is one of the singles we have out. Tuning on air. This is called Brand New Ball and Chain Blues. They are standing when old down where all the grass has died. And I used to think they'd save me, but they're much too old to ride. And I'm going down with a brand new ball and chain. Well, I'm going down with a brand new ball and chain. No, every link is stronger than the last. Sometimes I fear my future is more certain than my past. You know that love has carried me for quite a while, because I'd crawl across the desert just to see you crack a smile. And luck may carry me another country mile, but I'm going down with a brand new ball and chain. Well, I'm going down with a brand new ball and
wow. You can really do it all. You have like the sad song, the love song, the blues song.
That's sort of how I work. I'm like, I need one of each, and then you get done.
Dude. Every,
that's a minor key song.
Each one you're playing is like blowing me away more and more.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah. Do you want to get one more in? And sure. Then we'll do some, I'll put some ads up for our station. This is The Listening Room, KGVM, Bozeman, 95.9. Thanks for listening.
Here, let me think real carefully.
Also, I'm getting, the texts are flooding in right now.
Oh,
that,
nice.
Saying that you're really good.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you for texting.
Well, it's not to be on my phone while you're playing, but you're getting good feedback. Hope your mom's listening.
I do. Also, it's my dad's birthday. Happy birthday to my dad.
Happy birthday, Dad.
I would play happy birthday to my dad, but I actually don't.
What's his
play
name?
Happy birthday. His name is Chris.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah.
We're really happy your son is here.
Yeah, we are. We are both happy that I am here. let's see. How about... Okay, this one's got a story. I could tell the story. This is about an old couple that used to live near us when I was growing up. And my dad is a preacher. And so this old couple, they were odd for an old couple in that they weren't married. They were brother and sister, and they had just lived in the same house their entire life. And their names were Palmer and Myrta Snell. And my dad, being a preacher, would go visit people who were shut in, and they were really shut in. And so we would go visit them, and their house smelled really bad, and they had like newspapers stacked up really high, and like their toys from when they were kids laying around, and it was really odd.
Wait, this is a true story?
This is a true story. This is absolutely true. Palmer and Myrtle Snell. I could say their last name, but I probably shouldn't.
They were brother and sister.
They were brother and sister, yeah. And they were very old. Like, they were like, and they're probably
so they weren't a couple.
They were a couple of people.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
And, just to clarify.
Just to clarify, yeah. They're just a couple of people who live together. Yeah. But, their house was just a kind of a mess. And eventually, Myrtle Snell went to the nursing home. And when she passed away, my dad had to go tell Palmer. And when he went to tell Palmer, all Palmer said was, mm-hmm, and went inside.
No way.
And that is a true story. And yeah. The song is called Myrtle Snell. So that it requires a story. Otherwise, people are like, who is that?
That's a good story.
House both smell like kerosene, but you would too if you'd seen half the things we'd seen. 'Cause we've been standing here near about 80 years, seen a lot of heartache, seen a lot of tears. My sister, we never got along real well, till Daddy set us down one day and said, behave yourself. I love her, but I really can't say that I like her a lot. But she buys the groceries and she keeps the kitchen hot. Myrtle Snell, Myrtle Snell, I've never lived with no one else, and I'd be a fool to say that you could give me a little space. Myrtle Snell, Myrtle Snell, I'd never make it all by myself. I got a brother, but it just ain't another that can take your place. Myrtle likes to ask me what I'm saving these papers for. I tell her, you never know when you might need to cover up a floor. I like to ask Myrtle why she's waiting by the windowsill. She says that if I don't know by now, then I never will. Myrtle Snell, Myrtle Snell, I've never lived with no one else, and I'd be a fool to say that you should give me a little space. Myrtle Snell, Myrtle Snell, I'd never make it all by myself. I got a brother, but it just ain't another that can take your place. Go on now, huh?
Thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
This segment of programming is underwritten by the Sacagawea Audubon, making the Gallatin Valley a better place for birds. You can check us out at sacagaweaaudubon.org.
Music. KGVM thanks Wild Joe's Coffee Spot for their support. Wild Joe's is located at 14 West Main Street, across from the historic Ellen Theater in downtown Bozeman. Wild Joe's brings you coffee from around the world and features a rotating display of local artists, live music weekly, and Slayer espresso in a warm atmosphere. See more at their website, wildjoescoffee.com.
Okay, we're back. Well, that was quite the song about the brother and sister. There was one line in there that I love so much. I'd like to say I love her, but I don't like her a lot.
Yeah.
I love so
her.
Good.
Yeah. I can't say that I like her a lot. That's funny.
Yeah. How's your Diet Pepsi?
Really good. Diet Pepsi is the second best diet soda behind Diet Dr. Pepper, but it is second best, which is pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Jacob convinced me to drink a diet. Well, I guess it didn't take much convincing.
No, I try not to proselytize about diet soda, to be honest.
But I saw that there were zero calories, and so I had one. And I meant to ask you, is there caffeine in this?
There is caffeine in this.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
I do this. I don't drink coffee. I don't like coffee, but I do like diet soda.
So what do you use when you're feeling tired? Just a diet soda?
Yeah, it just makes me feel more awake, I guess. I don't know.
In the morning when you
I
need
drink
to
a
get
diet
going.
Dr. Pepper in the morning.
Okay, so that's your coffee. That's your go-to.
Yeah, it's my coffee, yeah.
Yeah. What's your morning process? Do you play music in the mornings, or are you more of a nighttime music guy?
Yeah, I was going to say a morning process is probably people who know me will laugh at hearing that. I don't think I even get up very early, to be honest, if I can help it. But
not today, thank you.
Yeah, I know, truly. This is really out of character for me. It is funny that this is early, but this is early for
me. The amount of songwriters I've tried to get on this show, and they're like, oh, that's kind of early for me. And I'm like,
so
bummer.
It's really not. 10 o'clock's not that bad.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't
but
be.
When,
it really shouldn't be.
When your day job is a night job.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess that does make sense. I was with Chandler last night, W.C. Huntley. Shout out.
Shout out, Chandler.
At a gig he was playing. So I was at a gig yesterday, but it didn't go that long.
Where was that?
Out like really north of, a little north of Gardner.
Okay.
So it was a really pretty drive, almost all the way to Yellowstone.
Yeah, somewhere in Paradise Valley.
Yeah, somewhere in Paradise Valley, sort of, I guess. I don't know what it would be called. It was north of Gardner.
Emigrant or Prey or something.
No, it's past that. Yeah. It was probably like 20 miles past then.
Oh. I don't know. I get lost with all those town names.
I know. There's a lot of little town names and a lot of really pretty little towns. That's what I love about being out here, is just driving around that part of Montana.
Yeah. Do you feel like your music that you write in Montana is influenced by Montana, or is it a time for you to reflect on your life in Alabama? Hmm. And maybe, like, do you feel like the landscape you're in is reflecting your writing?
I don't know. I would like to think maybe, but I don't know if I'm that conscious of it. I really only can write songs if I have like an idea. And if I had an idea about a song that was about Montana, I could do that. But, and I might be able to like put Montana into a song if it made sense, like with the idea that I had, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I did write a song the last time I was leaving Montana about a dog that I met out here.
Will you play it?
Sure.
Sweet.
Talk about singles. I think this is the next single that's going to come out. I'm pretty sure it is. It's called Django's Western Swing, and it's about a dog named Django that I met in White Sulphur Springs, Montana. And Django was missing a tooth, and he was from Texas. I don't know. That just kind of struck me. I was born inside of the South, and the proof that is missing in the middle of my mouth. You can see it in my grin, but when you feel you closing in, you can feel it all the more when it ain't poking through your skin, breaking off a piece of yourself. May not be best for your health, but it happens all the time, and I never really mind, cause nothing that's something never gets left behind. But that don't mean, no, it don't mean that I don't miss it. No, that don't mean, no, it don't mean that I don't miss it. Now you might think I don't really know, but these four legs took me farther than you'd ever want to go. And the bones I leave behind, well, they're always on my mind. So I suppose that they're as close as anything I find. But that don't mean, no, it don't mean that I don't miss it. No, that don't mean, no, it don't mean that I don't miss it. Because my fangs are falling out, and I guess I'm having doubts about going half a lifetime always going on without. But I'll never be without it. I can feel it in my mouth when I run my tongue through my teeth. But that don't mean, no, it don't mean that I don't miss it. No, it don't mean, no, it don't mean that I don't miss it.
Sorry. It's really cool to hear you tell the story of the song before you're playing them, because if I had just heard you playing that, I would not think it's about a dog.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of like, I think, a cool thing you can do with music.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very much a Todd Snyder thing.
Well, and yeah. It's funny you say that, because as you were playing that one, I was like, wow, I can really hear the Todd influence. And not just that. So I've been hearing it this whole time, but that one reminded me of that.
Well, I appreciate that. That's high praise.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good egg, and so are you.
Thank you, thank you.
Can you play me your favorite song that you've written, or maybe just your favorite one that you're loving right now? Just one that you.
Yeah,
you
I can. Can't it's kind of long.
That's totally okay. We have over 15 minutes.
Okay, nice. It's not over 15 minutes long.
Bomber.
This is called Bowling Ball. Last night I finally saw a ghost. Passing through the parking deck with both eyes closed. It's not the spot that I've used the most, but you were there waiting for me, I suppose. And last night I finally saw a ghost. You asked if it was really me. These days I don't have an ID. But I don't think you'll ever see unless I tell you who I used to be. You asked if it was really me. I used to be a rolling stone, sweating on the third floor, almost all alone, and staring at my telephone till the blue light burned right down to the bone. got a girl at Dartmouth and a girl at Bard. I've got girls with swimming pools in their own backyards. And I've got $500 on a credit card, and I've never gotten nothing from trying too hard. But got a girl at Dartmouth and a girl at Bard. I used to be a president, used to pay just about a third of the rent, and I used to have a Delaware court from the Philadelphia Mint and some old cowboy's boots, but I don't know where they went. You look like I don't look alright. But I've just been bathing in a similar kind of light, and it took 10 whole years just to kill you right, and I don't think I'm putting up half of that fight. But you look like I don't look all right. To be a bowling ball, it used to be mounted on your great uncle's wall, and you know that his wife used to tell him that I was gonna fall, but your late great uncle wasn't having that at all. And I could ask you where you've been. I've been thinning my hair and wearing out my skin, but I set that feeling on the side of I-10, and I drove all over just to pick it up again. And I could ask you where you I used to be a heavyweight. I used to finish every stitch of food on my plate. And I used to go to bed early just to stay up late. I used to spin in circles while the tires inflate. I was a rolling stone. I used to be bleeding from the stomach in a stranger's home, and I used to buy all of my groceries all on my own, till the blue light burrowed right down to the bone. Watch the blue light burrow right down to the bone, and the blue light burrows right down to.
Thanks for sharing that one.
Thank you.
I'm so impressed. Yeah, I'm really, really impressed. You might be, I mean, Montana's definitely lucky to have you here this summer.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm very, very lucky to be here. I hope to play as much as possible.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm really excited to go to all the shows because your music is something else.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to unpack that one a little bit?
Well, man, that one, it was another one that just kind of like all came out in a row, and I was trying to write like a poem type thing. I wasn't really trying to write a poem because I knew it was going to be a song, but I didn't have any music to it. And I wrote 4-line stanzas and just a bunch of them. And then I realized that a lot of them could start with I used to be. And so it's like maybe like the ideas that you, something from your past makes you think about what you used to be. Or how do you explain to somebody what you are or who you are? if you don't tell them all the other stuff that's happened. The idea that like a lot of different kinds of things can happen to one person over the course of a life.
Yeah.
It becomes very hard to relate to other people.
Totally. Yeah. I feel that the older I get.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do, to be honest. Yeah.
And that my mode or my method to kind of avoid my past was just to move around and then meet people. And then you can kind of choose what you want to tell them and what you want to leave out.
Yeah.
But eventually everything will come out.
Yeah, it's funny. Or it's just wherever you go, you are, right? That's what they say. Everywhere you go, there you are.
Yeah.
That's true.
Kind of always hated that quote, but I think it's because it's true.
A different version of that I like more was there's a man named Jimmy Belcher who my family knew. He was basically part of our family. And one time he was in like a Walmart or something in some city somewhere with my dad. And he just said, "Everywhere you go, there's people." And it's true.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, there's people.
Yeah. Very true.
Anyway.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know. It's not definitely for us a good to say. Thing. It's just a thing to notice, I suppose.
Totally. We have 10 minutes left, and I definitely want to hear you play another one. And then maybe at the end we could recap where you're going to be this week and in the following week.
So, sure.
Yeah. Do you have one in mind?
Sure. Yeah, I'll play Green Eyed Girl because you remembered it from Livingston at the Fainting Goat with Tyler John Crayling.
that one stuck out about a year ago.
Yeah. This is a fun one. Turn the car keys all the way, and yet you don't expect the car to stay. You think it should move just because, and almost every time it always does. I've never known anybody quite like that, who could make a lightning bug out of a gnat, who could make a butterfly out of a bee, who could even make a fool right out of me. Think I mean half of what I say. You won't turn your back in case I run away, as if you're not the brightest light I've seen, as if I don't say half of what I mean. You're moving even when you're standing still. I suppose you know you always will, always racing circles round your mind, always chasing something hard to find. Lights in life are briefly lit. You can't take half the moon, but you can take all of it. The way you can't hold only half a heart, but you give me half of yours, that's half a start. Oh baby, I'm gonna marry a green-eyed girl, hair like cold teeth like pearls, take her out to dinner and a picture show, get there early and drive home slow. I'm gonna marry a green-eyed girl, I'm gonna take her all over the world, Paris, Rome, and Dixon Mills, Dolphin Island, Beverly Hills. I'm gonna marry a green-eyed girl, Let her take the pickup for the world. Throw her the keys, close my eyes, put my hands on her shoulders and hold on tight. I'm gonna marry a green-eyed girl. Thank you.
I was describing this feeling to Tyler the other day. I was talking to him about you coming on the show, and I was like, I'm so excited because it's almost like Christmas morning when you know when you find a song that you really love and you're still in the early stages of listening to it, and so every listen kind of sounds like the first time because you forget what little things you love about it and you get to discover it over and over again. That's how I just felt with that song.
Oh, that's really sweet. Like I appreciate that.
You know, I'm going into it knowing I'm going to love it, but I forget why.
No, that is great. That's a fun thing about not having a lot of music out there in the world is that I really think it is, like, my favorite part of it is not recording music. It is definitely going places and playing music for people in front of them in a room. And, yeah, I think that that's just the best. And, It's great when you don't have a bunch of stuff out there because then you can just play the same stuff over and over again and it is like it's new.
Yeah. Even if I was used to it, I would still love to hear it.
That's sweet.
Because, you know, you get excited when you go to see an artist and they play your favorite song. Speaking of not having a lot out there and loving to play for people, is that kind of like, what's your goal with this career of yours?
Oh, man, I would just like to waste almost all of my time, personally. I would like to just be able to play as many shows as I want. All the people that I really, would like to model myself after in, like, a career sense, not necessarily, like, a life sense, but, like, I mean, guys like John Prine and Todd Snyder and Townes Van Zandt to an extent, like, those guys, all they did was just, like, play on the road, and I think that, like, you know, Todd would talk about it. My friend Abe Smith, a poet out of Ogden, who's in a band called The Snarling Yarns, also talks a lot about how certain songs, like, they come from different places. Like, they can come from the sky, or they can come from a river, or they come from something. They just kind of float in. But a lot of them come up off of the road as you travel. And that's really true. Like, you meet people, and then you have something to write about. Like, I don't really make that much stuff up. I just kind of meet people, and then, like, if you can make that rhyme, then you can tell the story before it. It's sort of it's like cheating.
Well, I think it's like the blueprint for what you're making for the genre.
Yeah,
you know, it's like,
well, the guys have definitely
outlaw.
Used it. Yeah. Those outlaw dudes. I mean, they ended up making a ton of money. There's so many guys who just did it and didn't make any money ever.
Or they didn't get found till they were dead.
Yeah, or they didn't get. Yeah, for sure. And even when they did get found, they still didn't make any money. It's like, I don't think it's a great way to make money, but it is a ticket to travel, and that has been very true.
And it's a ticket to be true to yourself, it seems like. I mean, just being friends with the small handful of songwriters that I am, it seems like you guys have an expression of yourself that you're able to express to the other people that other people just can't. And that's really cool.
That's sweet. I feel like people have to find different ways to do that. I've been fired from almost every other job I've ever had.
So this this is what I have to do.
This is kind of what I have to do. I sort of have to figure out how to make this work because it's really hard to not get fired from regular jobs if you're me.
Well, I think you're making it work pretty well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. We have about a minute left. Do you want to just recap where you're going to be?
Sure. Yeah, I'm playing at Bodie Farms tomorrow in Bozeman. And I am playing, that's from 5 to 8, I think. And then I am playing with Tyler John Kraling at the Tune Up on the 17th. And that'll be really fun.
Sweet. This is The Listening Room, KGVM, Bozeman, 95.9. Thank you guys for tuning in. This was Jacob's first radio show. And he's been my second guest. So thanks for sticking with us and kind of working out the kinks. We lost air for 10 minutes there, but we're back, or we got back on. So yeah, thanks again for making the trip from Livingston
of
in
course,
the morning.
Of course,
I really
anytime.
Appreciate that. All right, we're gonna Well, we have 20 seconds, so here's some Todd Snyder.
Right on.
What's that word?